Yes, another day, and we are here to live it. How are you? This is Tony Lowry. Welcome to the Tony Lowry Podcast. Today, while I have you for a few brief moments, I just want to go over the importance of time and structuring your time if you are a goal chaser, a couple of self-value points, and I want to give you the importance of good sleep. So hang out for a few brief moments with me if you wouldn't mind. The Tony Lowry Podcast is in your ear. All right, really quickly, guys, let's debunk the myth that you can't juggle having your livelihood taken care of and chasing your dream or your goal at the same time. This is total BS, okay? What you have to do is manage your time more efficiently. You have to do that. You gotta do that. So you can't have all this time where you're just laying around bumping your thumbs or whatever online and saying, yeah, I'm really, really avid about getting the goal. I'm really avid about, and then say, well, I don't have time to do these other things. I don't have time to work out. I don't have time to work on this art. I don't have time to create any new music. I don't have any time to work on this project. Da, 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 da. No, you just have to get into the process of organizing and structuring your time more efficiently. All right. So one is knowing that your time is valuable. So before you choose to do a lot of extracurricular things, you know, that may be out of your scope or whatever the case may be, you know, you got to weigh that to sometimes how that may affect your goal process. If you're depending on the priority of your goal. Now, if your goal isn't like something that's imperative, then of course you may be able to play with time a little bit. But if you have an imperative goal, you have to keep in mind how much the time that you take away from actually developing and, you know, in keeping on the course of your goal process, how much that's going to take away. And just to give you an example, what I mean by that is, like, say, for example, if you say, well, I have, you know, 8 weeks to train for a particular event, marathon, and I'm going to take a week off because I want to go and party in New Orleans for Mardi Gras. Or whatever the case may be. And then I want to come back to training after that. Well, you got to account for that week's time that you're taking away from your training and how that may affect your goal and your goal accomplishment. All right. So that's what I mean by being able to know that your time is very valuable, and the time that you actually invest and the time that you actually take away from putting in a positive process is very, very detrimental to how much your goal is achievable. Okay. So, just keeping that in mind, the value of your time. The other thing is, with time, is knowing that you only have to dedicate the amount of time that you need for the work that's specified. So if it comes to working out, don't unnecessarily burn extra time. Just allot the amount of time and utilize the amount of time that it takes to do that. Be efficient. If your workout process only takes you about 45 minutes to an hour, you know, do a 45 minutes to an hour process in your workout, be efficient with your time, and then get on out of there and go on with life. If you have a little bit more in-depth training and it takes you a couple of hour process, depending on what that is, then, you know, just, you know, do it accordingly. But my thing is with that is just make sure that you utilize the time that you are allotting efficiently. You know, don't just waste it and then go, see, I didn't even get that done. You know, you have 2 hours to get something done, but you burn an hour and 10 of it doing nothing. And then, you know, for the last, you know, 50 minutes of it, you're trying to be productive and nothing really happens, or you don't get finished. You know, yeah, that's not an efficient use of time. So just keep in mind of the value and how you actually are using the time efficiently. Just keep in mind how that applies to your goal and getting your goals achieved. All right. Just hang out for a moment. I have a couple of things that I want to go over as far as self-doubt and self-doubt versus your own self-value. All right. So hang out for a minute. Don't go anyplace. All right. Unless you're going to tell a friend. That's all good. All right. The Tony Lowry Podcast. Alas, dealing with self-doubt. Ah, man, the ever-challenging thing of dealing with self-doubt. Trust me, everybody deals with self-doubt. Myself, I know I deal with that a lot. There's a lot of things that are gonna start to pile up on you. You're gonna start to question. You're gonna start to double-think yourself, and that's a good time to start to recenter. When you start feeling yourself kind of drifting a little bit out of what you know is right or what you know your set plan is, that's when you have to sit and recenter. You have to get yourself back on track. So, you know, dealing with self-doubt is something to take serious. Don't underestimate the power of the mind, and knowing that, you know, you do have a very strong power over your, you know, over your actions. Your subconscious believes it. Your subconscious can convince your conscious that something is very much true. So if it's real to you, basically, then, you know, it's real. So when dealing with doubt, you know, you have to, you know, take some time, sometimes just take a step back, you know, find self-value, you know, find self-value. Finding value in self is very important. You know, it's so easy to find the negative. You know, you can look in the mirror and be like, I don't like my skin. I don't like my nose. I don't like, you know, the way my hair does this thing or whatever. But it's rare when we can really sit and appreciate the positive things, positive aspects. I mean, even if you have something as small as excellent penmanship, you know, that's something to appreciate. But I mean, seriously, everybody has some value, and you have to tap into that and appreciate your value. You have to fall in love with that, because if you're not able to be your biggest cheerleader, it's really tough sometimes, man, if you're just looking for validation from other sources or external places. Because if you don't, you know, you can't get that, then okay, well, then what do you do to get yourself started? So just start with the smallest things, or just trying to find some self-value. You know, understand that you are uniquely designed to be who you are. You know, no one else is you. They may have your name. You know, I've looked up my name 1,000 times and found that there's hundreds of people that have the same name as me, Tony Lowry, but none of them have the qualities. None of them have the same attributes that I do. None of those people have had the same experiences. They haven't walked in my shoes. So that, keep in mind that those are the things that uniquely tie things to you. That's what makes you who you are, all right? Beyond your DNA, beyond what you think you may be destined to be just because of what runs in your family line, or what has been genetically or historically known to associate with you, or, you know, that kind of stuff like that. You know, control your destiny. Know that, you know, the value that you give yourself is up to you, all right? So, but you are the real, real main conductor of that fire right there, that fire of self-value. All right. So really, really fall in love with yourself. It's okay. It's okay to fall in love with yourself. All right. But just, you know, keeping these things in balance are really key to making sure that we have, you know, pretty sound mental health in our daily function. You know, if it gets to be to a point where it's challenging, of course, you got to look for external help in these areas, you know, to help get you some kind of practices or some ways to get yourself back recentered and get you back on track. But keep in mind that self-value is very, very important. You can't lose focus, and you can't compromise that person of which you are. Okay, so know your self-worth. Understand that you are valuable. Know that you are worthy. No one person is more worthy than the other. Last time I checked, everyone that doesn't shower is going to stink. I'm just saying, if you don't wash your tail, it's going to stink. Trust me. And when we all eat and dispose of our waste, it all stinks too. Has nothing to do with your status, has nothing to do with what money you're bringing to the table, what family you come from, or what you got going on. Has nothing to do with that. Stinks, period. All right. So keep that in mind, that everyone is worthy. You know, we're all worthy, you know. So it's just about claiming what's yours. All right. And understand that you're empowered to, you're entitled to do so. And you want to be around folks that are going to empower you. Okay. Not enable you. It's a big difference there. Huge difference there. All right. You want people to empower you. In other words, they're able to, you know, lift you up and show you a different perspective, and show you the beauty of yourself from a different perspective that you might be overlooking. Show you just a different way to look at it, you know, from the positive aspect. Versus enabling you just to try to make you feel like everything that you do is okay, and patting you on the back and just saying that, yeah, everything that you're doing, you know, in the mistake category is okay. It's okay to keep repeating that process. You're going to get there. Yeah, it's all right. You know, or comforting you. You know, we have to be careful of having people just comfort us through our trials and tribulations. We need positive feedback, and positive feedback is constructive feedback that can help us get on track. All right. So be open to that kind of constructive feedback, and be open to helping, you know, someone helping you get redirected in times of those, you know, in that kind of time of need. All right. So take a breather for that. Take a breather for a second. I'll come back, and I want to give you a quick little fit tip on sleep, and then I'll let you go on with your day. All right. The Tony Lowry Podcast. Okay, quickly, let's just talk about the importance of good sleep. If you ever hear any of me, if you ever viewed any of my YouTube videos, or if you've ever seen any of my Facebook Live and anything like that, you're always going to hear me preach about the big three. And the big three that I feel are very important and key to your health and wellness are, of course, your activity, your fitness activity. It always has to randomize. It has to change from time to time so that way it doesn't plateau off and your body stops responding. The second thing is your nutrition. Your nutrition definitely has to be on point and appropriation to what you're trying to do depending on your goal set. And third, but not in this order, always you have to have enough time to rest and recover. All right, so your rest and recovery time is very key and very important to your body synthesis and function, because if you don't have ample recovery time and rest, then you're not giving your body enough time to repair all the workload and trauma that you just put in front of the previous day. All right, so how do you know when you're getting enough sleep at night? All right, a good way to gauge if you're getting enough sleep at night is to go to sleep a couple of hours early when you have time. This way you can kind of let your body rest until it fully awakes. You want to give yourself maybe an hour head start on that. So from the time you lay down, don't count that hour. Maybe go like an hour in from that time or so, because, you know, your body isn't sound sleep when you first lay down, of course, unless you're just a polar bear or something. As soon as you hit the mat, you know, you're out of there. But typically for most human beings, it takes you about a good hour or so before you're a sound sleep. So just count, say, an hour. And then from that time, the time that you're actually, your body wakes up feeling refreshed, from that time, that time interval in between is about how much time your body needs to refresh and recover. That's typically from anywhere from 6 to 7 hours for most folks, sometimes at the eight, at the max eight, but around 6.5 hours, I think, should do you pretty well. But you have to gauge depending on what your work and your activity is, and so on and so forth. If you're a person that has a sedentary job, meaning you sit around a lot, you don't want to oversleep. Like, a lot of people oversleep. And when you oversleep, you're training your body to retain and store fat. Okay? So you got to stay away from that. Stay away from the oversleeping. Be key of that. And then you don't want to be sleep deficient as well. So if you're not getting enough sleep at night and you're not able to get those full 6 hours or 6.5 hours, then a good thing to do is to take periodical naps throughout the day. So when you can take a moment, you can snooze out for about 20 minutes or 30 minutes or so. Set a timer. Get yourself a nice little periodical nap in there and refresh, and you'll be amazed how much it really makes your energy just go just that much further. So these are some things that you can do to keep yourself in balance, but you have to have proper rest and recovery time. It's very key to your body functioning, your body synthesis, your whole process. Trust me, if you're not getting enough rest, you could be going to the gym all day. You can even be eating decently, but your body function is going to be totally off if you're not getting enough recovery time. All right? All right. So that's pretty much it. Just wanted to share that tip with you today. Hopefully you have a great one. Please support this podcast. You'll see a little support this podcast, Dickie, if you're right here on the site or here on Anchor. All right? Please do that. We really appreciate that support. It does help make things go. All right? So we appreciate you there. If you're online and you're just sharing this, please share it with a friend. All right? Please do that. We really appreciate getting the word out there. And thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. All right? The Tony Lowry Podcast. Two fingers, one love. Have a great week. See you next time.